AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says House negotiators are making progress toward an agreement to raise the nation's debt limit and avoid default. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry says it's not easy.
Everything's complicated. Everybody wants the detail, but the larger issue here is an agreement that changes the trajectory of our nation's finances, and that's what we're working on, and that makes it difficult.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says without action, the nation could go into default next week. Kristalina Georgieva with the International Monetary Fund is watching.
Cinderella having to leave the ball exactly at midnight. And we are at this point, so before our cartridge turns into a pumpkin, could we please get this solved?
The government says a measure of inflation, consumer spending increased last month. South Carolina's newly approved abortion law is being put on hold by a judge.
Judge Clifton Newman's ruling sends the new law that bans most abortions in South Carolina around 6 weeks of pregnancy to be reviewed. Planned Parenthood sued almost immediately after the bill was signed, and Judge Newman said it would end up before the state Supreme Court anyway. The law is similar to one in 2021 that was struck down after the justices ruled 3-2 that it violated the state constitution's right to privacy. Lawmakers say the new law includes technical tweaks meant to appeal to Justice John Few, who wrote in his previous opinion that legislators didn't show that they did any work to determine if 6 weeks was enough time for a woman to know she was pregnant. The halt means the state reverts to a restriction at around 20 weeks for now. Since that decision, Justice Kay Hearn retired, making the South Carolina High Court the only one in the country without a woman on the bench. I'm Jennifer King.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed into law a bill banning teachers in Iowa from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with students through sixth grade. This is AP News. A royal wedding will be part of First Lady Jill Biden's overseas trip next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Over 6 days, the First Lady will be in Portugal, Morocco, Egypt, and Jordan, where she'll attend the wedding of Crown Prince Abdullah, the heir to the throne. The Bidens have a long friendship with the prince's parents. Dr. Biden's office says she'll spend much of the Mideast leg promoting empowerment for women and young people. While in Europe, she will help the State Department celebrate the 60th anniversary of its Art in Embassies program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Three cheetah cubs born to a big cat that was brought to India from Africa last year died in central India's Kuno National Park. The last surviving cub is being treated in a critical care facility. A heat wave in the region has sent temperatures soaring. The cubs were the first to be born in India in more than seven decades. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,